as you know, it's the kids and youth takeover service. It's such a good opportunity for all the kids and youth to step out, show their musical talent, show all their talents, and just have a great time praising the Lord. Amen. All right, so when I was a little bit younger, probably around 7 or 8 years old, I used to go to my cousin's house for sleepovers all the time on the holidays. And I used to hang out with my little cousin, Kaylin. He was probably 4 or 5 years old at the time. And you could always catch us playing some sort of video game together, whether it was the Nintendo DS, like Mario, or maybe it was a, you know, ancient console called the PlayStation 2. You might have heard of it. Yeah. So my little cousin wasn't very good at the games, and so I used to help him, you know, being the awesome older cousin I was. But one time I went over, and one of the controllers wasn't working, and we actually had to take turns. It was, he wasn't used to that. And so what I did, being, once again, the awesome older cousin I am, I decided to trick my cousin, so I got more time than he did. So he was still learning the ropes, and so he would, you know, be pretty bad at the game. So I would drag out my turn by saying, "Here, I'll just show you how to do this one last thing, and then it'll be your turn. I swear." I'd do that over and over again, with no intention of handing the controller over. It's safe to say I did not try that again after my auntie found out. So today, you're probably wondering, what in the world does that story have to do with what I'm about to talk about today? Well, I'll start off by reading the Bible passage, which is from Genesis chapter 25, verses 19 to 35. So this one's the story of Jacob and Esau. They were brothers, sons of Isaac. This is the story of Isaac, Abraham. Abraham had a son named Isaac. When Isaac was 40 years old, he married Rebekah. Rebekah was from Paddan Aram. She was Bethuel's daughter and the sister of Laban, the Aramean. Isaac's wife could not have children, so Isaac prayed to the Lord for her. The Lord heard Isaac's prayer, and he allowed Rebekah to become pregnant. While Rebekah was pregnant, the babies inside her struggled with one another. She prayed to the Lord and said, "What is happening to me?" The Lord said to her, "The leaders of two nations are in your body. Two nations will come from you, and they will be divided. One of them will be stronger, and the older will serve the younger." When the right time came, Rebekah gave birth to twins. Yay! The first baby was red. His skin was like a hairy robe. Sounds interesting. So he was named Esau. When the second baby was born, he was holding tightly to Esau's heel. So the baby was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Jacob and Esau were born. The boys grew up. Esau became a skilled hunter who loved to be out in the fields, but Jacob was a quiet man who stayed at home. Isaac loved Esau. He liked to eat the animals Esau killed. But Rebekah loved Jacob. One day, Esau came back from hunting. He was tired and weak from hunger. Jacob was boiling a pot of beans. So Esau said to Jacob, "I am weak with hunger. Let me have some of that red soup." This is why people call him red. But Jacob said, "You must sell me your rights as firstborn son." So his birthright. This is a special blessing from God. Like, this is a big thing.
"I'm almost dead with hunger," Esau said. "So what good are these rights to me now?" But Jacob said, "First, promise me that you will give them to me." So Esau made an oath and sold him the rights he had his firstborn son to Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and lentil soup. Esau ate the food and had something to drink and then left. So Esau showed that he did not care about his rights as firstborn son. This is a big thing. Like, you know, Esau, he got this special blessing from God when he was younger. And he just threw it away, just like that, just because he was weak. So we can see here that Jacob tricked and deceived Esau into giving over something important, his birthright, his special blessing from God. This is a big deal, not just anyone could receive God's special blessing, which is why Jacob wanted it from Esau. Jacob waited until Esau was weak, until he was needy, until he knew that Esau would cave in. Esau valued food and receiving his strength from the food more than he valued receiving his strength from God to make him strong again. And this is why it was so much easier for God to take it from him. Which is sort of like when, you know, when I tried to get more time on the PlayStation. I took it away from my cousin because I was stronger than him. You know, he was younger. I took advantage of that. And just like, you know, Jacob's taking advantage of Esau right now. I think we can all agree that Jacob committed a huge sin here, right? He made a big mistake. And the truth is, we all make mistakes. Every day. Sometimes we make huge mistakes. And just like Jacob did. And sometimes we might make little mistakes. Littler mistakes. We are all sinners. But do you want to know what is awesome? No matter how big of a mistake you have made, no matter how big your sin is, God will forgive you. You might be thinking, that's crazy. My sin's too big. It's way too big. But I'm here to tell you it's not. You want to know a cool fact? Jacob went on to play a very important role. He was actually a descendant in the line of Jesus. How cool is that? Even though he was a sinner, God still used him for a very important part of just the world today, a very, very important part of his plan. Even though he tricked his brother, even though he made this massive sin, God still forgave him. And I think that we can all once again agree that if God could forgive Jacob of a sin that massive, then he can easily forgive us of our sins too. Where am I? God wants you to be a part of his plan. He wants all of us to be a part of his plan. Because he loves us and he sent his son Jesus down to die on the cross for us so that we can be forgiven of our sins. So, I just want to leave you with this. As we leave here today, I encourage you to continually remind yourself, no matter how big of a mistake you've made, no matter how big it is, no matter how small it is, if you ask God for forgiveness, he will give it to you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everything you've done. I thank you that, you know, even no matter how big of a sin we might commit, you will forgive us, Lord. I thank you for the sacrifice that your son Jesus made on the cross so that we can have this forgiveness, Lord. And I just thank you so much for the opportunity to everyone to listen to this today. I just pray that everybody here today will go out of here knowing that they can be forgiven no matter what they've done. And I thank you for this, Lord. Amen.